talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing.
Welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. Actually, episode number 58 for Sunday, March 19th, 2023. The title of today's show is Tyranny is No Longer Hidden. Now, that shouldn't come as a surprise to just about anybody who listens to my shows, but we will get into that much deeper, because what is being thrown in our faces today sets a brand new precedent for tyranny. And I don't beat a drum this loud or this hard again unless there are reasons to do so. I'm 68 years old. The rest of my life and the last 10, almost 15 years of my life have been set aside specifically to get information out. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care what I'm restricted from doing because of the information I put out. None of this matters to me. This is my course. This is my destiny. At this point, this is what I will accomplish. It's not just through TLB Talk Radio. I have other radio shows. I have, I started the Liberty Beacon Project. We have 6 global websites, including a social media website. We put the news out on a daily basis. We are not liked, nor are we appreciated by many governments or many deep state mechanisms or by a global elitist. But if you think that's going to slow me down even a little bit, you guys haven't figured out who I am yet. But let's get on with this. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest website, which is, of course, TLBtalk.com. Come and join us and say what needs to be said. As usual, before I get started, I would like to once again thank RBN. I want to thank Sam, who does a great job of producing this show on a weekly basis. I want to thank Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show and other RBN shows because she absolutely loves RBN. And I would also like to thank my co-host of Eagle's Eye Report, which is up on Annie's network, Shake and Wake Radio, every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. Now, with that being said, I would like to go over something I go over every week other than this normal intro, and that is donations. Look, when John Stepmiller was alive, he was one of the people I tapped to help me get TLB Talk up and running. He was the media director for TLB Talk. He helped us to hone it. He helped us to get the word out. So as far as I'm concerned, to this day, we are partners. Okay? And this is not a joke. This is an absolute fact. So, if you consider RBN and you want to keep RBN up and running and you want to see it expand and reach more people, then I suggest you donate. But don't just donate. Here Roger goes again. What I suggest that you do, if you are a donator, and a lot of you do on occasion put money into this platform, and you are so appreciated for that, but do them a favor. Again, consider what you give over the course of a year, divide it by 12. The next time you go in, put that number in and click the button that says, make this a monthly donation. Why? Here he goes again. Because it allows them to build a budget. And with a budget, they know what they can afford. They know what they can pay for on a monthly basis. They know how to give you bigger, better, better, faster, because they are more sure of those funds being there each month. I'm not telling you to give them more, although please do that if you can. But give them a guarantee. Give them a peace of mind that they know what's coming in each month and they know what they can do with it to give you better. Okay, I would also suggest that you do the same thing for TLB Talk, the social media website, our social media website, for the very same reason. We take absolutely no ads from any corporate entities at all. As soon as you start to take corporate ads, you start to take corporate orders. They are attached at the hip. There is no way around it. We will not do that. So if our membership does not support the platform will eventually shut down. I'm not telling you it's not happening. I'm just telling you what would happen if the inevitability was that nobody was donating. Again, the same for RBN. Please help RBN. That is a partner of mine, a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, and we love RBN, and we want to see it stay afloat and grow. Okay, with that out of the way, and yes, every time I get ready to do a show, it's a throat issue, and we all know that, so please just bear with it. I will once again state the message I bring you today is not entertainment. I don't think anybody considers that it is. Nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. I do not shout or spout things that I haven't got a clue about. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action, the course of action we choose to take. As in almost every show for the last couple of months, I will state again, no calls today. It's not that I don't like calls. Look, I do other shows. I guest on other shows, and I'll probably be guesting this Friday on John's show with V on Friday. So if you want to throw some questions at me, there are chances to do that. I don't mind answering questions. My biggest issue, again, was my fault when I first signed up for this show. I signed up for an hour because my schedule is that busy, especially on Sunday. I should have done two. I have way too much information to put out on a regular basis to take up even 15 or 20 minutes or a half hour of that hour answering questions. Your questions are valuable. I spend enough time on other people's shows by invitation on this network. Please, if you can grab a hold of me and throw a question in, I'm more than happy to answer it. Or go to thelibertybeacon.com every single Monday. By noon Central, you will find this show embedded in an article, and you can give me a question, and I will answer it personally. So, there is a way around the fact that Roger screwed up and didn't take a two-hour show. Also, as usual, my inspiration for each show is either from current research or from an article recently published on the Liberty Beacon. Today's no exception. I would tell you that I have an article from J.B. Shirk, who I happen to like quite a bit. He writes great articles, and most of his stuff is on the American Thinker, and I do enjoy reading what he writes. And sometimes they cause the spark. It's not necessarily the spark today, but he will add to this show in a very striking fashion, and we will get to that after we go through my talking points. As always, links to applicable references and articles are always included in the article I just told you about. And that is the article on Monday on thelibertybeacon.com, our flagship website, by noon Central, with this show embedded in it. So let's get into this information. Again, the title is Tyranny is No Longer Hidden, but not because it isn't intended to be. Because if they could keep it hidden, they would keep it hidden. It's just not as easy today as it used to be. And why do I say that? Look, I'm a baby boomer. All right, I'm 68 years old. Having grown up in a country that may not have been perfect, with a lot of tyranny bubbling up in the hidden backstage of an ever-growing deep state. Was there a deep state when I was a kid? Yes, there was. But we were severely limited in what we could see via media because it was still in the early stages of development. What did we have? We had radio and we had TV. And that was it. And that's not interactive. Not worth a crap, okay? So we pretty much believed what the Tom Brokaws and the Dan Rathers of the day told us when they told us just about anything. Why? We had very few other alternatives to give us information to debunk their stories, to poke holes in their stories. We couldn't go online and do a search and come up with 50 other articles, of which maybe only three or four of them agreed with what Dan may have said or Tom may have said. No. We had an hour of evening news on the three main stations, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And you had a half hour's worth of news several times a day on radio, unless it was a news radio show. And even then, they never poked a hole in what mainstream media said. If you're looking at the shows on radio that started to buck the system, then you're talking about something that happened well after that. Okay? And so what I need to do is I need to get into this a little bit deeper. Was there a burgeoning deep state when I was a kid? Was there a burgeoning deep state in the 50s and the 60s, say? Okay? Well, let's think about Kennedy, actually two Kennedys, and Martin Luther King Jr. assassinations. Let's think about and really think about the causality and the results of the war in Vietnam. Let's think about MK Ultra, and I could go on and on. But just about all that we the people knew was basically what was spoon-fed us, as I stated, via that mainstream media. If they told you that the war in Vietnam was a good thing, then you took it for granted. Some of us didn't. Some of us went out and we went to rallies and things like that. But at the same time, the vast majority of people pretty much believed what they were told. Okay? They did. Was there a burgeoning deep state? Obviously, there was. But again, we didn't have access to the information that we have today. But then came the internet, and all hell broke loose on information now available to us via so many alternative channels or platforms. Now it's a matter of knowing trusted sources, having access to those sources, and being able to sift through those sources for recognized semblances of truth. How do you do that? If this is something you've done over time, like I have for 15 years, it's relatively easy for me to start reading something and go, this is a line of crap. Or it's relatively easy for me to read something and say, I've never heard this before. I need to do a little bit more research. Or for me to read something and say, yep, that's exactly the way I would have put it. We are in a different world than we were in when I was a kid. Back in the days, we were led to believe that elections counted, and that all elections, with a few blatant exceptions, and they had to be really blatant, were true representations of the voice of the people. Today, we know that's a crock of horse crap. How many elections do we know in the last decade alone were a line of crap? We're stuffed down our throat via cheating beyond anything you can imagine, yet how many of them were changed? How many of them were flipped? How many of them did somebody step up and say, yep, we caught this guy, he's in jail, or she's in jail, or they're in prison? How many? But yet the proof sits and stacks so high, an Olympic high jumper couldn't jump over. But yet, this is where we live today. Okay? Today we know that a uniparty exists. Yes, a uniparty, meaning, I don't know, entities from both Democrat and Republican parties who work basically for the deep state, not for you and I. So today we know that a uniparty exists, caring not if you're Republican or a Democrat, as long as you swear and deliver allegiance to said deep state and its reality of overall control of America and we the people. This is their goal. This is the mechanism they strive for on a daily basis. I spent 30 years working either in or for the military industrial complex or the DOD. Yes, I work for Raytheon, but I work strictly DOD contracts. I spent a lot of time in the DC area. I spent a lot of time in Virginia, in other areas. And this stuff rubs off on you. You feel it. You see it. And you understand it. So as long as you were somebody, whether you're Republican or Democrat, who would deliver allegiance to said deep state, then what? What did you get from that? Okay. Today, if you are a staunch advocate of the Constitution and an individual who strives to make America great again, MAGA, Roger just swore, you are now considered an enemy of the state. Listen to the crap you hear online. Listen to the crap you hear from Democrat congressmen, Democrat senators. Listen to the crap you constantly hear out of Joe Bob's mouth. When he says MAGA Republicans, it's like he's spitting the worst cuss word he knows. And he does it over and over again. So now it's treasonous to make America great. Are you freaking kidding me? When it becomes seditious or treasonous to wish that America was great, who the hell is sitting in the White House? So now you're considered an enemy of the state to be censored, to be bullied, and even locked away for your heinous actions and words. Oh, gee, January 6th. But now that's starting to leak out, isn't it? The tyranny of that is starting to leak out, isn't it, people? We know for a fact that 44, listen to me, you all know this, but I'm going to say it, 44,000 hours of video were hidden from those they threw into jail that would have set them free. 44,000 hours proving over and over again that those that were locked away were done so illegally and unwarranting it at all. But it happened. Not only that, but when Tucker decided to put it out, they jumped up the Uniparty. There were Republicans and there were Democrats screaming at the top of their lungs that, hey, Tucker ought to be taken off the air. Tucker ought to be put in prison. Tucker's show ought to be canceled. Why? Because he made available videos that by our own laws were supposed to be made available to those who were accused. But the deep state hid them away. Not only that, they tried to hide them away for 50 years. Kind of sounds like, I don't know, Big Pharma with 1,200 and some odd evil and deadly side effects to their vaccines, trying to hide those away for 75 years so you would never see them and never know them. When I tell you that tyranny is no longer hidden, how the hell can I tell you these things if tyranny was still hidden? And what am I saying to you right now that you don't consider to be tyranny? Because if you can tell me anything I just said that isn't tyranny, you're listening to the wrong show. Shut it off and go away. We live in a state of constant tyranny. It is a mechanism of control. Okay? Today, we know the Uniparty exists. Care not if you're Republican or Democrat, as long as you swear and deliver allegiance to the deep state and its reality of overall control of we, the people, and America. Not a joke. And we're going to get deeper into that. We really are. Okay? And, yeah, do me a favor. Don't go around telling everybody you're MAGA because I don't want to see you in prison. I'm joking. I would stand on the highest spot in town with a megaphone and scream it at the top of my lungs. And I don't think anybody here would disbelieve what I just said. I don't think you would. Okay, so let's dive deeper into the current status of this entity, this deep state, and its massive manipulation of our very governance. And I went through and explained this entire thing about a month ago. The deep state is, in fact, an administrative deep state that has grown a little bit each year over 100 years. And now it wields power beyond what any portion of our governance is supposed to. And they aren't supposed to. If you are a deep state puppet or soldier, your ability to commit massive transgressions of the law up to and including both sedition and treason against America and we the people is all but guaranteed. Joe Bob is selling oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve after he shut the spigot off and almost destroyed the U.S. economy and drove the price of gas through the freaking ceiling. He sold a couple million barrels of our strategic reserve to communist China via some people his son was doing business with who have direct ties to the Chinese Communist party. Could you imagine Trump having done that? And for all of you going, there he goes talking about Trump. This isn't about Trump yet, but we're getting there. Could you imagine Trump doing that? I can't, and I know you can't either. But it's happening. And I could go on and on and on about Joe Bob. I really could. This is the most compromised individual ever to sit in the White House, which makes him the perfect puppet for the deep state. Because they say jump, and Joe Bob doesn't say how high. He says, when can I come down? And that is a fact. Okay? So, let me repeat that. If you are a deep state puppet or soldier, your ability to commit massive transgressions of the law up to and including both sedition and treason against America and we the people is all but guaranteed. This is done not only to benefit these individuals themselves, but also the said deep state. You can do and get away with anything because you are compromised and infinitely controllable. Could you imagine if Trump's son had a laptop, anything like Hunter's? Would the FBI have been sitting on it for over 3 years? Or would they have used that to totally destroy the entire Trump family? But yet, you can't get them to do anything with it. Nothing! And the sad part is, here we go again. They can't hide it from us. There are people all across this country. I have copies of a portion of that laptop. Okay? There are people all over this country that have a total copy of that entire hard drive and know for a fact there are seditious events and there are criminal events on that hard drive. Why isn't Hunter in jail? There is proof on that hard drive that Joe Bob was a part of all of this machination. Why is Joe Bob sitting in the White House? Why? Because he is a liberal. And he works for the deep state, and he is their puppet. So he is untouchable. But who isn't? We'll get to that, okay? But, again, if you fit into that scenario, you can get away with just about anything, the Joe Bob scenario. Because you are compromised and infinitely controllable. Not how high. When can I come down? Let's witness a few others besides Joe Bob. How about Barack Obama? There's more incriminating or really, really bad stories about Obama than most of you can shake a stick at. I know. For the 8 years he was in the White House, I was doing what I'm doing right now. But we won't go into that. We'll just say at this point, witness Barack Obama. Witness Bill Clinton. Witness Hillary Clinton. Witness Nancy Pelosi. Witness Hunter Biden. Witness Joe Biden. How many of them are in prison? How many of them are ever even brought up on any charges at all? How many? Any? Even one charge? Even one? Come on. And there are massive charges. Look at Hillary. Okay? Let's talk about highly classified information in her home. We'll be
back. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher.
I want the truth. The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silent mountains.
I don't think anybody's going to accuse me of being silent. So, but I do want to tell you something. If you're wondering just how TLB Talk is being, I don't know, accepted by said deep state. Okay. Norton, as in Norton Antivirus, and Malwarebytes have put out, if you click on them, if you're using them as a browser protection, and you click on tlbtalk.com, you instantly get a message stating that they have banned us because we are dangerous. Of course, they don't go into details. And when we got a hold of Norton, they said, oops, it was a mistake, and they immediately took it down. It's a mistake if it only happens with one. We found the second one now, Malwarebytes. And when we get a hold of them on Monday, I'm sure they're going to take that down quite quickly as well. But how many more are being paid to state, do not go to tlbtalk.com because it's dangerous? Except you can go to talk.com, and a lot of people on RBN are, and even quite a few of the people who do shows, okay, hosts, and some of the staff are on tlbtalk.com. There's nothing dangerous about it. What they consider to be dangerous is, oh, gee, we may be MAGA. Oh, gee, we may think that America is great and that the people should have a voice. Oh, gee, we think people should be able to say what's on their mind as long as it's not illegal or extremely vulgar. Yes, we believe that. We believe in the First Amendment. So you're being told by Norton and Malwarebytes, and I don't know who else, don't go to tlbtalk.com. It's dangerous. How the hell is a social media site dangerous? But anyway, I would tell you that in some ways I look at that as a plus, because apparently we are big enough and we have reached enough people to be considered a danger to those who don't wish you to have a voice. All right, I've got to jump back into this because I've got a lot of information to put out, and I've got about 23 minutes to do it in or less. Okay, I had gone all the way up to the fact that we were discussing Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and countless more for being able to do things and get away with things that would have the rest of us in prison for life, if not in front of a freaking firing squad. But nothing happens to them at all. But if you're a conservative or you're MAGA-based, you're in trouble, because you don't have the same rights and privileges. In a constitutional republic, you don't have the same rights and privileges. Why? Because you don't bend over and kiss the deep state's butt on a regular basis. With today's media capabilities, a lot of the tyranny we suffer is no longer hidden. Gee, what the hell is the name of the show? Tyranny is no longer hidden. It isn't. Why? Again, the massive media capabilities that have fallen into the hands of people like you and me. And I worked in the technology my entire life. I can take advantage of this, and I have. We the people are far more aware of damn near all of this now. But still not collectively, I use that word with air quotes, collectively smart, organized, or caring enough to hamper or prevent what is bitch slapping us. I apologize, I shouldn't have said that, but he just came out every single day. Now we arrive at today and what could easily be the most blatant deep state actions we have ever been exposed to. The imminent arrest of a past president, Donald Trump. Again, this is not about Donald Trump being my hero. This is about Donald Trump and what is being done to him via the mechanism of the deep state. You know what Joe Biden has done. You know what Joe Biden's son has done. You know all of these things. And Trump has never done anything that is even a minuscule amount of that. But they have taken him through two impeachment trials. They have tried to just to beat him into the ground legally, and they still are. They raided an ex-president's home, even though he was cooperating, totally cooperating on his supposedly he took stuff from the White House he shouldn't have taken, but as the president had the total right to absolutely declassify everything. Joe Bob didn't, and Joe Bob has how many boxes sitting in a facility? About 50 times more than what Trump had? Is anybody talking about Biden at all? No. But Donald Trump needs to go to prison for life. Okay, so today we've reached the point of Donald Trump and then his imminent arrest, which he feels is going to be on Tuesday. Now, if this was for treason, I would say that's understandable. Okay, let's bring this guy into court and let's beat this up until we know exactly what happened. Okay, but that's not about treason. Okay, if this was about sedition, it would be understandable and so on. But it's not about any of these things. As a matter of fact, what it is based on is so insanely not applicable that many legal scholars just go on YouTube, even YouTube, or any social media platform, and you will see legal scholars, many of them, already stepping up to say that this is total bullcrap. That this shouldn't even be happening. But in the deep state's mind, Donald Trump, who is about to run for president again, and that has them scared crapless, must be destroyed at all costs. And it doesn't matter what you think or what I think. It doesn't matter that there are those standing right behind him that have committed infractions 1,000 times worse, who nothing is happening to. But this infraction, which if it stands up in court, and it probably won't, is so minuscule, it's insane. You're going to bring an ex-president down? Are you kidding me? But Trump needs to be destroyed. Today, being someone who does not conform to or serve said deep state, you as an individual, all the way up to and including sitting presidents, Trump was, when all of this started with 2 impeachment attempts in his term as president, will be destroyed at all cost. The country and the people, we the people, be damned. So let's dive into that scenario a little bit. And J.B. Shirk has put out an article. I'm going to take a few pieces from it because I believe that these things make sense and they really push this forward in a fashion I think people need to understand. Okay, let's start out with his opening. The communist thugs controlling America's legal system have chosen, and I'll throw my stuff in there on occasion, like it's not just the legal system. It is the legal system which is bought and paid for, especially the guy who's doing this to him, by George Soros, who is one of the biggest functionaries in the deep state. Okay? So America's legal system has chosen to cross the Rubicon, it seems. President Trump says he will be arrested on Tuesday now that New York City's corrupt Soros-funded district attorney has cooked up some cockamamie criminal indictment against him involving Stormy Daniels. But wait! The same political pawn who has already ordered to pay the president $300,000 in legal fees as restitution in a prior case. So in other words, the last case got blown to pieces. So let's see what we can put together to maybe drag it out into the sunlight again, if for nothing else than to make this guy look really, really bad so he doesn't stand a chance in the 2024 election. Does anybody out there agree with me that maybe this is all theatrics? Well, there are a lot of legal scholars who believe that. If anyone needed further evidence that we reside under a post-constitutional uniparty regime with utter distaste for the rule of law and utter disdain in the rule of law, add this to the long list of government crimes and usurpations committed against the we the people in the last decade alone. No doubt the politicians and their state-controlled agents in the press will actually hail President Trump's arrest. Of course, they're bought and paid for by who? By the deep state. Arrest as shimmering validation of the no one is above the law. What poppycock are we talking about? What literally abuse of power? What abominable descent into tyranny? Why isn't Joe Bob in prison? Why isn't Hillary Clinton in prison? Why isn't, I don't know, Obama in prison? Why isn't Hunter Biden in prison? What they're going after Trump for is crumbs on the floor compared to the damn banquet they ate. And this is a fact. But yet, all of the other stuff is being totally ignored by the mainstream media. The Hunter Biden stuff, the Joe Bob stuff, the Clinton stuff, the Pelosi stuff, that's all being ignored by the mainstream media. But Trump, one little maybe oops, and they haven't even really settled on what that oops is, and legal scholars everywhere are saying it ain't even really an oops, and they are out to destroy this guy. Wait a minute. Do we live in America, people? Where did they take their lessons from? Mao? Lenin? Where? Stalin? Castro? Because it sure the hell isn't American. If Bill and Hillary Clinton had ever, been properly charged for their decades-long crime spree involving perjury, rape, investment swindling, real estate scams, stolen White House furniture, Chinese bribery, campaign finance violations, family foundation fraud, mishandling of classified secrets, conspiracy to defraud the United States with the Russian hoax, Epstein-linked prostitution and child trafficking, or their uncanny proclivity for leaving a trail of dead associates in their wake, their rap sheets would stretch from here to the moon. Yeah. How about, had Barack Obama ever had to properly answer for illicitly using IRS, EPA, DOJ, and FBI, and intelligence communities to target, harass, and persecute his political opponents, or account for his stunning success in using his political office to transition from one of America's poorest presidents to one of its wealthiest? He and his wife would not so absurdly yet flippantly claim that his presidency was overboard and scandal-free. Yeah, they would claim they didn't do anything wrong. And you know what? The mainstream media agrees with them. If there were not a two-tier justice system that exists only to protect deep state friends and demolish uniparty enemies, Joe Biden's notorious reputation over the last half a century as a bought and paid for stooge of foreign governments and domestic crime syndicates with a family of drug users and, I don't know, reprobates who profit solely from his politically protected name would have at least kept him far from the White House, if not serving time in prison. How many of you remember seeing the video on YouTube where he's sitting in, I don't know, the Ukraine, bragging about telling their government, you either do this, this, or this, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion. You're just not going to get it. He bragged about it openly. If Trump had done that, they would have impeached him and thrown him in prison. But he's not Trump, is he? No, he's a deep state stooge, isn't he? Only Donald Trump. The man who donated his salary for serving the American people. He didn't take a penny of his salary, which is, what, close to $400,000 a year? No, he gave that to charity, okay? And who has lost a fortune parrying endless and spurious criminal, civil, and regulatory attacks, finds himself in legal jeopardy with his life, liberty, and property all on the line. Again, taking bribes from Chinese communists, no problem. Laundering money through Ukraine, no big deal. Fabricating an international conspiracy framing Donald Trump as a Russian spy, what's the harm? Selling America out to her enemies in Iran, China, and elsewhere or anywhere else, politicians and their corporate patrons can make a buck. By all means, do it. But sacrifice your security, your reputation, and good fortune in order to run for office against the Uniparty's collective will, the deep state's collective will, and make America great again? Ha ha! Ha ha! Well, that, my friends, must be punished to the hilt, lest the American people learn to govern themselves without first consulting D.C.'s occupying forces for approval. The deep state. If it were not already startlingly evident that the permanent deep state, the Uniparty, and the leftist legal mercenaries had jettisoned American liberty long ago for some sinister, repressive World Economic Forum-inspired corporate fascist regime, the desperate and despotic efforts to take down one politician in America who has put himself in the crosshairs for no other reason than to save and rebuild the crumbling nation before it's too late, takes the damn cake. They don't want America great. I keep telling you, America must be brought to her knees to bring in global governance. And if Trump gets back into office, because his 4 years in office put a big chink in their entire scenario. 4 years it stalled. And they cannot have him in there for another four. They cannot have it stall for another 4 years. They will do everything and anything, regardless of what the hell you and me think, regardless of what the hell you and me do, to ensure he is destroyed prior to the 2024 election. Or they will go so far overboard that they may very well, and these are my words, nobody else's, not J.B. Shirk's, there may very well be an uprising in this country. And for all of you who think I'm kidding, how much research does Roger do every day? He hasn't had a day off in almost 15 years. I'm telling you, people, this is bad. Now is the time to see who stands where, whose verbiage is nothing but fluff, and whose words are backed with mightier stuff. If Republican Party leaders do nothing while the deep state locks Trump up, and then that party, as far as my eyes go, is dead. If Americans who claim to respect free speech say nothing while a political leader is imprisoned for his words, then their appalling silence speaks volumes. If Americans who wrap themselves in the American flag and claim to stand for liberty instead hide and wilt away, then there will be known once and for all who really sacrifices for America's rights and freedoms when every day becomes Independence Day. There stands Trump, fighting the good fight, refusing to give in, and now we will see where every politician, pundit, or self-proclaimed patriot stands as well. There are surely the times that, I don't know, I would say these are surely the times that try men's souls. They also provide us an opportunity to test America's leaders when times get rough and find out just whose souls are found to be wanting. This did not have to happen. American leaders have had many opportunities to confront evil and nip tyranny in the bud. Too many stayed quiet while the National Security Surveillance State and the deep state, the administrative deep state, worked to take down a sitting president, Trump. Too many stayed quiet while the Uniparty stole the last election. Not a joke, a fact. Too many stayed quiet while the deep state censored America's free speech, the Twitter files. Too many stayed quiet while leftist legal henchmen locked up J6 political prisoners for the thoughts in their heads. Not because they did anything illegal, because they hid the proof that they were innocent and wanted to hide it for 50 years. The people you elected did this, if you're a Democrat. Too many stay quiet when the installed president of the United States called half the country enemies, extremists, and terrorists. At any point, had enough elected officials finally risen, ground their heels into the dirt, spat upon their hands, and said, no, this present tyranny would not exist. If today is not today to stand for freedom, then freedom is in mortal danger, and any politician refusing to back up words with real actions is as cowardly and worthless as a multitude of pretenders. I would tell you, okay, where are the Thomas Mores and the Patrick Henrys of America today? Where are they? If members of Congress roll over while President Trump is abused, then that body is a rotting corpse, and they will have lost my respect forever. When the Constitution is twisted to support something it does not, then people of principle have a duty to reject those lies. If you want this to be a country of, for, and by the people, then get your butt in the game. It's not a country of, for, and by those sitting on their couch too lazy to do anything, hoping someone else will. When persecutors posing as prosecutors dispense justice or tyranny as justice, then friends of freedom must rise before despotism takes all our lives. Don't be silent. Don't be silent before evil. Because I'm telling you something right now. We're at a turning point in America. If they lock Trump away for something that is a crumb on the floor compared to the smorgasbord that the Clintons, that the Bidens, that the Pelosi's, I could go on, feed at constantly and continuously, then what you are doing, if you do nothing, is you are telling them it is okay. That doesn't mean that this is where it will end. That means you have given them permission to take it even to the next level. America is in the worst shape she has been in. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening.
And the words that it was for me, in the signs and the words and the prophets are written on the subway walls, in tenement halls, in whispers.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
You can't
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.